We're right here for every catch-up between classes, for every personal best, for every ambition. Here at Canterbury Christchurch University, you're part of a vibrant community that celebrates every small win and every big moment. That's what makes us fifth in the UK for student experience, based on the Sunday Times Good University Guide 2026. Discover the degree for you at canterbury.ac.uk. Canterbury Christchurch University. We're right here with you.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, December 8th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. The maker of an app that tracks immigration agents has sued several Trump administration officials, saying they censored his speech through a pressure campaign that resulted in the app being removed from Apple's App Store. IceBlock app creator Joshua Aaron accused Attorney General Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, among others, of engaging in an unlawful campaign against his protected speech and of wrongly threatening him for creating and promoting the app. The Justice Department, the Homeland Security Department, and Apple did not respond to a request for comment. NextEra Energy says it will partner with Alphabet's Google Cloud to build new large data center campuses paired with power generation across the U.S. NextEra and Google are already developing the first of three data center campuses and are looking to identify more locations. The energy company also announced it is working with ExxonMobil to develop natural gas-fired power plants that would include carbon capture and storage for large customers. The companies are working on a potential 1.2 gigawatt power plant, and NextEra aims to have 15 gigawatts of new power generation for data centers up and running by 2035. And Apple's chips chief says he isn't leaving the tech giant. In a memo to staff reviewed by the Journal, Johnny Srouji wrote that he has no plans to leave the company, quote, anytime soon. That's after a rash of other departures among Apple's executive team in recent months, including the company's chief operating officer, its general counsel, and head of policy, among others. Under Srouji's leadership, the company has designed chips to power all of its devices. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes for today. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Tuesday's Tech News Briefing podcast.